bringing light unto a dark world. Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org.
The views and opinions of the hosts or guests of the following program may or may not be those of the staff or management of CTK World Radio.
Welcome and good morning, everyone, to the I Am Love Builders Radio Show here on Christ the King World Radio. We are your hosts, Casper and Cheryl Stockham.
Hey.
We're glad to have you tune in with us today. I Am Love Builders is a show that is devoted to all things dealing with relationships and communication. Whether you are married or single, we're pretty sure you're going to enjoy the show.
No doubt.
Good morning, honey.
Hey, how you doing, sweetie?
I'm good. How are you?
Awesome. You know, we had a great time over the weekend at our marriage workshop. We had some awesome couples in, and we were just going through the tools and training and techniques. But we had a really good time, and I believe the couples had a good time, too, based upon the surveys they took at the end.
I think they did, too. Seems like everyone enjoyed themselves and learned something new, and that's what it's all about. Just learn something new, something you can put into practice, some new tip or strategy or an idea that will help improve and nourish and make your relationship healthier, at least take it to the next level.
Absolutely. So during the workshop, we go through exercises. We do what's called knees to knees. So we have the couples face each other and look into each other's eyes and hold their hands and talk about light topics. You know, nothing too deep, but we want them to be able to start communicating better.
Yes.
And we had several couples say that they, you know, and some of them had been married 5 years, 10 years, 20 years.
30 years.
And through the exercises that we had them do, they started to communicate better, even being married all that time.
Yes, because no matter how long you've been in a relationship, you can improve. There's always ways to improve your communication.
Always room for improvement.
Yes. So what do you have there, honey?
I got some surveys. I'm looking for the one, because we have several, but I'm looking for the one that, this one's not bad. So I came into the workshop thinking to myself, I've done this. You know, what else could I get from a workshop?
Right?
Typical response coming into the workshop.
Right.
The course and workshop knees to knees were really, really helpful. I enjoy working with my spouse and learning to communicate even better. The facilitators, of course, were great. Oh, that's right. That was us, right?
Yes, honey, it was us. Found another one over there?
I'm still looking here. Just give me a second.
Well, what I found was that a lot of the people were shocked to find out that their personalities, because we did a color personality test that everyone got to take, and that really shed some light on some why there were some difficulties in communication.
Yes, absolutely. So here's another one. We came into this workshop hoping for some healthy tools to improve our skills to work through things to get, to work through things together. Cheryl and Casper created a safe, fun environment that went above and beyond any hopes or our expectations we had. 100,000 thank yous.
Hey, man, that's a blessing. Thank you.
Yeah.
That was great. But, you know, we really enjoy these. It's just, it's exciting. It's enjoyable. We learn, too. Each time we learn, and it helps us to keep our relationship sharp, helps us to be mindful of how we communicate, what we say, how we say it, when we say it, helps us to stay open so that we can share our thoughts and our ideas with each other without feeling, you know, intimidated or like we're going to be invalidated. So it helps us too. I think we learn a lot each time.
Yeah, yeah. I know a lot of times the guys are sometimes hesitant to come to the workshops, mm-hmm. but they're some of the first ones that come up to us after the workshop and say, wow, that was great. I really appreciated that. You know, he didn't know what to think mm-hmm. going into it, but, you know, at the end of it, they really, really appreciate the workshop.
Yeah, that's funny because there's always one, sometimes two, depends on how big the class is, mm-hmm. of men who come in.
Right.
Their whole body language, their posture. I mean, even if they don't say anything,
right.
It just says to you, I don't want to be here.
Yeah, exactly.
I am here under duress.
My favorite word. I'm under duress.
And at first, they don't want to open up, mm-hmm. but we watch them, and by lunchtime, they're engaging, and by mid-afternoon, they're laughing and talking and, you know, sharing and giving comments.
Oh, yeah, they're all into it.
And by the end of the day, you say, okay, so how was it? You know, did we do okay? Did you learn? Oh, it was great. Yeah, I learned this, and this technique was pretty good, mm-hmm. and going to try that technique. And it's like, because I'm always a little nervous. I say, uh-oh, here we got one.
You got one, yeah.
Face is like stone.
Yeah, yeah.
No laughing, mm-hmm. no smiling, but it works out okay.
It always does. It always does. So, folks, if you want more information about these workshops, you can go to IamLoveBuilders.com, and you can check out our calendar of events, and you can see when the next time Cheryl and I are teaching a workshop. Or if you want just general information about the workshops, you can go to Center for Relationship Education.
Mm-hmm.
Is it .org?
Yes, I
think it's .org. You can go to centerforrelationshipeducation.org, or you can go to mary-well.org. That'll forward to the new website. And you can get more information about our marriage workshops and our single workshops.
Yes, so singles always, also.
Yeah, so we're teaching marriage and single workshops all the time throughout the city. So sometimes Cheryl and I are teaching, but there's other facilitators as well out there teaching as well, and they do a great job. So you can either go to I Am Love Builders to see Cheryl and my schedule for workshops, or you can go to centerforrelationshipeducation.org and check those out.
You know, honey, I love doing the merit workshops, but mm-hmm. I also really enjoy doing the singles.
Yeah.
Because it's an opportunity to help people not repeat bad habits.
Bad habits, right. Yeah.
So I really enjoy that.
Mm-hmm.
So I found this article and I wanted to share it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about, you know, we talked a little bit about it in another show,
mm-hmm.
but this one had like 15 different tips or ideas. And it's called Flirting Tips for Girls and Boys.
Yeah, I wrote that.
You wrote this?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I was totally unaware that you were writing articles and putting them out there on the side.
No, I didn't write it, but I'm sure I know all about it.
Yes, I'm sure you do. Okay.
We'll see.
So, I'm going to touch on some of the highlights, and we can talk a little bit about them.
Mm-hmm.
There's 15.
Okay.
And it says that flirting is a way to help stimulate, enhance your relationship with your partner.
Okay.
And the first tip says, smiling is the most powerful and flirting tool to do. Just a smile.
I believe that. I believe that. Just, and I try to do that. You know, a lot of times, sometimes you look at me and you say, why are you frowning? And I don't even know that I'm frowning. But I try to smile.
Well, you know, I think it's not intentional. It's just that we have so much on our minds.
Right.
So many things going through our
That's
minds.
That's what it is. I'm just thinking about all kinds of stuff.
Well, I know it's me. I'm always thinking. My brain is just firing off all in every area.
Right, right.
But it's saying here that you should smile. So I would really like to, these tips are probably good for singles, but I really would like to direct them more toward married couples,
mm-hmm.
because I think after you get married, people, you know, you forget to flirt with your spouse and wink and, mm-hmm. you know, play around, especially when you have children, jobs, career, finances.
Mm-hmm.
So this is just to help you bring back some flirtation into your marriage relationship.
Yeah. Well, I know how a couple can tell if they're doing it right.
How?
If the kids are saying, ew, stop that.
Like
That's
our
disgusting.
Daughter does.
That's how you know you're doing it right.
She puts her head, I'm not looking. So yes, keep that in mind. Your flirtation, if you have children, if your flirtations are working, you will know.
Yeah.
The next one says playful touches.
Oh, okay.
Just low-key touching, not being overly overt, not being strongly sexual.
It's like a hand on the shoulder or something like that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. or you know, rubbing or mm-hmm. just holding hands mm-hmm. and just a nice gentle touch.
Okay.
Because studies have shown that touching is very important.
Well, I know that even in business, you mm-hmm. know, if you shake someone's hand but then you grab their elbow, mm-hmm. you know, it's more of an informal, a closer, you know, mm-hmm. it's a closer handshake than just a handshake.
Really?
You touch their uh-huh. elbow. And then, of course, if you really know that person, if you, you know, you're close mm-hmm. and you kind of give them a hug too, you know, but yeah.
I've never had anyone shake my hand and hold my elbow before.
Yeah, you have. I just haven't realized it. Yeah.
I didn't realize it? Mm-hmm. Hmm, okay.
I'm sure you have because a lot of people do it. I do it as well too.
Okay. So, well, isn't that cute? Did you see that cute little
sign? I saw it.
Look at Clarence go. Cute little sign he's holding up.
Got a smiley face on it.
Uh-huh. So the third one is called eye contact. Mm-hmm. Eye contact is essential, it says in this article.
Right.
So I do eye contact all the time.
And you have very pretty eyes.
Oh, thank you. I wish I had longer eyelashes so I could bat them.
Like mine?
Yeah, like yours. I don't know why the guys get longer eyelashes. The fourth one says, show interest by asking questions and listening.
That's the hardest part.
Yes, it is. Because people can ask questions, but we don't wait for the answer.
No, we don't.
So, honey, we're going to finish our tips after the break, so...
All right. Well, you're listening to I Am Love Builders with Casper and Cheryl Stockham on Christ the King World Radio, a part of ctkradio.org as well. You can find us at iamlovebuilders.com or you can go to I Am Love Builders on Facebook. Just do a search for us on Facebook. We'll see you on the other side of the break.
World TV Depot supports Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org. If you're in the Denver metro area and you need internet, get it now for $1 a day. No bundles, no hassles, and only a 12-month contract. For more information, call World TV Depot at 720-275-1355. Again, that is 720-275-1355. 1355.
The Kingdom Connection Christian Center, 10680 Delmar Parkway, Aurora, Colorado, invites you to join us every Sunday morning at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. for our Sunday praise and worship service. Our teachings are biblically based and our worship fresh and exciting. If you're in the Denver metro area, visit us in person. Or visit us online at kcconline.org. Join us every Sunday morning at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. in the Rocky Mountain time zone for the Kingdom Connection Christian Center Sunday Praise and Worship Service.
Bringing light unto a dark world. Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the I Am Love Builders Radio Show here on Christ the King World Radio. You are here with your hosts, Casper and Cheryl Stockham. Hey, honey. Welcome back.
Hey.
You know, we were talking about flirting.
Yes.
And so on the last flirting idea that we were talking about was ask a question mm-hmm. and listen.
Yes.
That's a big one.
That's a big one. The listening is the biggest,
yes.
hardest part.
Yes. Because overall, we're not really good listeners.
No.
So it says here that you should not only ask your question, but you should listen and show genuine interest
Yeah.
In the person.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. Every time we talk about asking questions, I always think about our old, actually not old, but young next door neighbor, Maddie.
Oh,
because Maddie is a pert. She was, what, 2 or 3 years old or something?
She's
or,
two.
Two.
Mm-hmm.
And she is she is a expert at asking questions.
Yes, she
oh,
is.
Oh, my goodness. And she does listen, because as soon as you say the answer, she's
she has
on
another
it
question. With the next- As soon as Maddie sees you walk out the door, she has a question for you. You give her an answer. She'll take that answer and form it into another question.
Within seconds.
She's only two. And then it goes on and on and on. And she's like, okay, Maddie, I got to go now. And she'll say, why? Where are you going?
So I have to go to work.
That's why you got to go to work. Oh, love Maddie.
Yeah.
So the next one says that friendly competition can set off sexual sparks.
Mm.
Did you know that?
I didn't know that, but I'm taking notes now.
Friendly.
Hold on.
Competition.
Okay. Like, oh, between the couples. You
between the couples.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you're still flirting.
Okay.
But you might have some type of competition.
You want to bet?
You got any money?
How about some potato chips or something?
Oh, no. I'm all about the money. I can buy my own potato chips. It says here in the article to challenge the guy or girl who you're interested in a game of pool or a race or
I like
something.
Games.
Yes, I know. You do like games. The next one says keep your body language smooth and open when flirting.
Hmm.
Don't tense up. Don't cross your arms. Don't hunch over. But have that open body language that says, okay, you know, I'm here to receive.
Okay.
Okay. The next one says, don't take flirting too serious. Okay. Don't get too caught up. He says, just do it for fun.
Right.
So if your expectations are too high and you cause tension, if you're, you know, because you may not be well received.
Mm-hmm.
Then it says, compliments. Everyone loves compliments.
Yes.
So always give a compliment.
Yeah, and that works in business too.
Yes.
Yeah.
When you, because it's all about establishing a relationship, basically.
Right.
And see, number 9 says, if someone responds negatively to your flirting, or they're ignoring you or reject you, don't get uptight. Just walk away gracefully.
Move on.
Says don't be obnoxious or persistent. Let it go.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Number 10 says if someone flirts with you and you're not interested, just be polite. You don't have to be mean, rude.
Hmm.
Just be polite and just, you know, let them know that you're not interested.
I think that probably applies to women more than guys, because guys half the time don't even know what's going on. They're clueless as to the flirting. They're like, oh, she was flirting with me.
Oh, my goodness. I don't know. There are some guys who are pretty good at flirting.
Yeah.
They're always flirting. There are some men who flirt with all women. I don't care what's going on.
Well, there's
just
flirting and then there's chasing.
Oh, there's a difference.
I think so.
So what's the difference in flirting and chasing, honey?
I think chasing is more aggressive.
Oh.
Flirting to me is more of a shy, not shy, but, you know, more reserved form of
trying to get someone's attention.
Yeah. But chasing is like, you know, you got it locked in. You're dialed in. Uh-huh. You're going in for the kill. Uh-huh. That's not flirting. No, that's.
You think Clarence knows anything about chasing?
I don't know.
Clarence, you know anything about chasing?
Yep.
Yep. And that's all I'm going to say about that.
I don't do it.
Oh, okay.
And that's all I'm going to say about that.
That's right. Number 11 says, don't flirt with someone that you're really not interested in dating.
Hmm.
So okay. If you're not willing to ask this person for a date, they're not your type, don't flirt with them.
Hmm. Okay.
If you don't want to go out on a date, leave them alone.
Hmm.
So that cuts out the chasing part, because if you don't want to date them, then
right, No, it doesn't cut out.
That's when it's the most fun.
Is that when it's the most fun?
Yeah.
Oh,
when they're not interested, then you're even more willing to go do whatever you got to do.
Oh. Yeah. Okay, you men are pretty interesting.
Something. We're pretty something.
Clues that someone is flirting with you. Let me say it. A clue that someone is flirting with you may include increased eye contact.
Mm-hmm.
Says preening behavior. I'm not sure what preening is. P-R-E-E-N-I-N-G. We'll have to look that one up.
Yep.
Preening behavior, such as straightening their clothes or touching their hair.
Okay.
Or, singling you out for conversation.
Yeah. Like the signs.
Oh, like kind of a sign language. Okay.
Yep. Fixing your hair.
Mm-hmm. Oh, like, pulling it behind your ears. Uh-huh. And batting your eyes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Putting out your mirror and putting on lipstick. But, you're looking at him.
Looking
when
at
you
him.
Put it on. Okay.
Yeah, you
got
know.
It. I've never done that, I don't think.
Mm-hmm.
So, let's see.
Did you say we got a problem?
So, number 13 says, some places are more appropriate to flirt than others. Such as parties and nightclubs. But I don't think you should be flirting when you're driving.
Right.
Or at the office, because you're supposed to be working.
Supposed to be working, right.
Yeah. I don't think your employer would appreciate that. Number 14 says, making crude or sexual comments, inappropriate touching, and comments about someone's body.
Yeah.
That's not good.
That's not flirting. No, okay. That's catcalling or whatever it's called, and whistling and...
Mm-hmm.
That's just being rude.
Oh, okay. So, number 15 says, go slowly when flirting and watch to see if the other person seems interested in you.
Hmm.
So, if you start doing all the flirting signals and they're not interested in you, then you should probably move on.
Unless you're a guy, then you're like, oh, really? She's not interested? I'll fix that.
Well, then it goes from... Well, then if it goes from flirting to chasing at that point, right?
Yeah, no problem. we could do flirting, chasing, stalking,
whatever you want to call it.
Whatever it takes.
Okay. Well, I am learning something new here. So those are some tips, those 15 tips for flirting for both guys and girls. I would encourage you to flirt in your marriage.
Yes.
With your spouse.
For sure.
Not with someone else's spouse.
No. Your spouse.
With your spouse.
Yes.
So are you going to pick up on some of these 15 tips and flirt with me?
I think I have one or two of them down.
You do?
Yep.
Okay.
And when all else fails, it's attack mode.
You so silly. You men are something else. So, honey, I was also looking and I saw another article and it's talked about relationship health.
Mm-hmm.
So, we're all about relationships here. So, these are the things that we're going to be bringing to our listeners, things about relationships, things to help you have a healthy relationship, a healthy marriage.
Mm-hmm.
So, this article is called Relationship Help and I got it from helpguide.org. Never heard of them before, but this is a very good article. It says that strong and healthy relationships can do one of two things. It can encourage you and make you feel good and happy, strengthening your health and your mind and your connections with each other. Or if it's a unhealthy relationship, it can drain you.
Oh, yeah. Drama.
Have you ever had a draining relationship?
I've had, unfortunately, all my relationships have been draining. Every last one of them. Up until now, it's all been draining.
Mm-hmm.
Drama, duress.
How about
stress?
You, Clarence?
I agree.
I didn't know what it was like.
I don't know about you, but.
That's what I'm saying. I didn't know what it was like until I met you.
Oh, okay.
Craziness.
Yeah, I gotta say, my past relationships weren't that good either.
See, that's my point.
They were really, one of those things where you just scratch your head and say, what the world am I doing?
And why?
Yeah. And why am I doing it?
Who am I? And why am I here?
Yes.
How do I get out?
Most importantly, how do I get out?
Where's the exit?
So it says, what makes a healthy love relationship is, they have four things here, honey. Staying involved with each other. Mm-hmm. Getting through conflict.
Right.
Keeping outside relationships and interests alive. Mm. And communicating.
Okay.
You think those are pretty good?
They are. They are. So can we dig a little deeper into those?
Absolutely. Now, the one that really interests me was the one that says getting through conflict.
Mm.
Because they kind of had the same, opinion about conflict as we do.
Yes.
And that's that conflict breeds intimacy.
It can breed intimacy, especially if you do it, if you handle the conflict correctly.
Mm-hmm.
So we have tools that we teach our listeners on how to do that.
It says not to be fearful about conflict.
Right.
And that you need to be able to safely express your thoughts and your ideas and what you need and what you want without fear and without retaliation.
Yeah, yeah. So don't run from conflict. Mm-hmm. Conflict can help you have a stronger, healthy relationship, but you've got to learn how to deal with it. And that's what we're all about, is helping our listeners be able to do that. Hey, you're listening to I Am Love Builders with Casper and Cheryl Stockham on Christ the King World Radio. We are part of CTK Radio. .org as well. You can find us at iamlovebuilders.com, or you can go to Facebook and do a search for I Am Love Builders. We want you to do some love taps out there. We're going to explain that after the break.
I'm just living in this moment. I got my arms raised, unfazed. Jump out of bed. Gotta get this party going.
And we'll be right back.
Christ the King World Radio is a 501c3 nonprofit internet Christian radio station. And at this time, we need your financial support. To help us continue to bring the light unto a dark world, please visit one of the donate links conveniently located on our websites, www.worldmediaministries.org or ctkradio.org. And thank you for listening to and supporting Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org.
World TV Depot supports Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org. Beat the high costs of other international money transfer services. In the Denver metro area, call World TV Depot at 720-275-1355. Again, that is 720-275-1355.
Bringing light unto a dark world. Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org.
The views and opinions of the hosts or guests of the following program may or may not be those of the staff or management of CTK World Radio.
I hear the birds singing, now my alarm's ringing. Get up, hey.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the I Am Love Builders Radio Show here on Christ the King World Radio. You are here with your hosts, Casper and Cheryl Stockham, and we're glad that you tuned back in with us.
You sure are.
So, how you doing today, honey?
I'm doing well.
Good. You know, we've been talking about several articles about relationships, and the one that we're talking about right now is from helpguide.org,
mm-hmm.
and it's about healthy relationships. The title says Relationship Help. And before we went on break, we were talking about what makes a healthy love relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And it listed four things here: staying involved with each other. Now, right. I think that's really good. As a matter of fact, on our Facebook page, mm-hmm. I shared a post that said, the same thing you did to get her, mm-hmm. that's the same thing you have to do to keep her.
Yes, yes.
And that goes both ways.
It definitely goes both ways. You definitely should be doing the same things. You know, if you are sending her flowers and giving her flowers during the dating process, you need to continue that. In fact, I call them just because flowers.
Yes.
So I don't do the Valentine's Day, you know, same process that the world does. I follow my own flower schedule. So it's just because flowers.
Very good. And we like just because flowers.
Yes.
You know, because so many times, and you mentioned it, when we're dating, we seem to think that once you get married, that dating stops.
Yeah.
You know, you always tell people, we're still on our honeymoon. We've been married mm-hmm. for 12 years.
Right.
And we're still on our honeymoon. And I think all couples should go into it with that aspect in mind.
Yeah. And if you're not there, if you're not on your honeymoon right now, and if you've been married for several years, then go back to your honeymoon.
Yes. Rekindle that.
Yeah. And you can do that. You can stay there at your honeymoon stage forever. But it's intentional. You have to intentionally plan on doing that.
Absolutely. And one of the points here, it says, it talked about keeping outside relationship interests alive. It articles on to say that no one can meet all of your needs. Hmm. And expecting someone to do that is expecting too much.
Yeah.
That could be a ingredient in right. your recipe for failure.
Failure and disaster. I have a hard time even thinking that we should expect anyone to meet our needs.
Right. Even though we do have needs.
We have needs, yeah.
But I don't believe we are to expect someone to fulfill that to such a degree that it makes us happy. I mean, you should already be happy.
You should be happy internally. But
right.
Yeah. And if someone else has to fulfill your needs in order for you to be happy, then to me, you have some other issues going on. You got some other problems going on.
Right, because that's not how it works. And you should be, and it should be mutual.
Yeah.
Each of us have needs, and you should be willing to meet needs, but not place all of your eggs in one basket, to speak. Yeah.
You know, and now with that said, it's awesome when someone can meet your needs.
Mm-hmm.
And it's awesome when someone's trying to meet your needs and you're trying to meet their needs. So it works out. But if you are, if that has to happen in order for you to have a good day, you're going to have some disappointing days.
Absolutely. Because everybody has up and down days.
Right.
Everybody has days where they're just like sunshine and other days are cloudy. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And it's not good.
Right.
So, yeah, if you're expecting them to do that, then that's going to be a problem. That's a lot of pressure.
It is.
So it goes on to say that relationship, this is the first relationship advice tip. And it says, keep physical intimacy alive.
Okay.
Now, intimacy is not always sex, is it, honey?
It's not. Are you sure? Is this mic on? Hold on. Hold the phone. I'm on the wrong show. Hold on. Okay, so we've been talking about intimacy the first two segments. So what's different between this one and those?
Well, this intimacy is more of an intimacy that keeps the flame kindled.
Okay.
But not cause it to go into a big explosion.
Oh, I kind of like the explosion stuff going on.
I know, but sometimes you have to work up to the explosion before you get there.
I get that. So, mm-hmm. you know, yeah. Yeah, so during the week you're flirting, you may be hugging and smiling and batting of the eyes. And
mm-hmm. Sending flowers.
Just because flowers.
Putting little love notes in the box.
Right.
Or giving a gift. Mm-hmm. You know, not necessarily expensive, favorite trail mm-hmm. mix or
right.
whatever.
Right.
Those type of things. That's mm-hmm. considered intimacy. Okay. Intimacy is also considered just sitting on the couch, maybe drinking your coffee or watching a movie and you're holding hands mm-hmm. and you know, you're embraced. You just feel connected.
Right.
that's intimacy yeah. as well.
Or when you come and sit on my lap when I'm at the computer.
Yes, honey. Like that.
Like that?
Yeah, like that.
Okay.
Now, it also says here that we should be sensitive to what our partner likes.
Hmm.
So, you know, when you're dating, mm-hmm. like I know for women, if the man says, you know, I really think you look beautiful in blue, that's a pretty shade of blue on you, you best believe she's going to go out and buy 7 new outfits in blue. We'll be blue shoes, blue bag, blue hat, blue dress, blue gloves. We'll be all done up in blue.
All right.
So with that being said, that's a way that we give our spouse or our, you know, person we're trying to get attention from, mm-hmm. we give them what they like.
Okay.
And not what we like.
Okay.
Because it's an issue when you're giving me what you like, mm-hmm. maybe because that's your language,
right?
But it's not my language. And so then I'm having an issue here, mm-hmm. because I'm not getting my need met here.
Right.
But you're getting yours met, but I'm not liking it. Yeah. So you're like, well, what's wrong with you? Yeah.
I think the challenge can come in is when the other person's needs conflict with your needs. In other mm-hmm. words, mm-hmm. Meeting that person's need is something that causes you stress. You know, like maybe the color blue is just really a turnoff to you. You don't have anything blue in your, you know, mm-hmm. except for one dress.
Mm-hmm.
And now that they like blue, you go out and buy all this blue, but now you know, you're not happy because you're wearing blue and you don't like blue.
Oh, so what do we do about that?
I don't know. we got to find a show to talk about that. I mean, you know, because that can be a big problem.
I guess I can see that. That would be a problem. Mm-hmm. Well, that's when you have to compromise. You have to find some middle ground.
Collaborate. Yeah.
Yeah.
So not so much blue, just a couple blue outfits. Not
everything blue. Okay. Yeah. Okay. I can do that. Some simple ways to connect as a couple rekindles their love.
Mm.
It says to commit to spending quality time together on a regular basis. Find something that you enjoy doing together.
Right.
Try something new together.
Yeah. You'd be surprised how many couples that we talk to, like in the workshops, and they haven't been on a date in a long time.
Yeah.
Kids showed up, and that was the end of the dating.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You get married, and, you know, 9 months later, the first child is born. And then by the time that child is 9 months, the second child is born.
Yeah.
Then the third child comes, and, you know.
Then the first one starts doing sports and stuff. So you're carting them around to there and doing all this
mm-hmm.
stuff. And
yes.
You lose track of any kind of intimacy, any kind of dating or courting, none of that.
Mm-hmm.
All that goes away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because then there's soccer, there's ballet, there's piano lessons, there's track, there's.
Yeah.
Cub Scouts, Boy Scouts, and meanwhile, the husband's climbing up the corporate ladder and mm-hmm. and just start to drift apart.
Yeah, yeah. They drift out of alignment.
Yes.
They have to keep that alignment going on, otherwise things get messed up, and that's why couples separate, because the alignment is mm-hmm. off.
And what is the alignment, honey?
Well, if you are spiritually based as we are, mm-hmm. you know, the first alignment is God,
mm-hmm.
and then you, and then your spouse, you know, and your spouse comes before the world, it comes before children, it comes mm-hmm. before work, it mm-hmm. comes before any of that.
I know a lot of women would probably have problems with that because yes. they think that the children goes before everything.
Yeah, and children are important, you know, and they need to have their needs met as well, you know, but. So we're not saying ignore the children.
No, no.
But what we're saying is that your spouse is the most important person in that relationship, because eventually the children, in a healthy environment, the children are going to grow up and leave.
Right.
And if you don't maintain a healthy relationship with your spouse, when the children leave, you have nothing.
That's absolutely right. I always tell women that, yes, your children are important. However, your family unit will only be as strong as your relationship with your spouse.
Yeah, yeah.
So when your relationship with your spouse or your marriage is not together, mm-hmm. then the family unit suffers.
Yeah, and the children are watching everything.
Yes, they know.
They know.
They know.
Yeah.
So, honey, I'm going to talk about this some more after the break.
Okay, sounds good. Sounds good. You are listening to IAmLoveBuilders.com with Casper and Cheryl Stockham on Christ the World.
Christ the King World Radio.
She got me all
focus, man. Focus.
She's looking at me. She's smiling at me and winking at me and stuff. All this flirting going on.
That's what's going on.
I'm all jacked up now.
I see.
You can find us on IAmLoveBuilders.com and also on Facebook.
Gotta get this party going.
TV Depot supports Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org. Do you need reliable international long distance that starts at only 1 cent per minute? Then call us at World TV Depot at 720-275-1355. Again, please call us at 720-275-1355.
The Kingdom Connection Christian Center, 10680 Delmar Parkway, Aurora, Colorado, invites you to join us every Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. in the Rocky Mountain time zone for our Wednesday night Bible study. Visit us in person if you're in the Denver metro area, or view the entire service online. A link has been made available on the Spotlight page at our website, www.ctkradio.com.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Bringing light unto a dark world. Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back. Thank you for tuning in to I Am Love Builders Radio Show here on Christ the King World Radio with your hosts, Casper and Cheryl Stockham. We're so happy that you're here with us. Honey and I were just having a conversation about an article that we've been going through about healthy relationships, mm-hmm. and it's giving some tips to help couples with their relationships. And the first tip was keep physical intimacy alive.
Mm-hmm.
And my husband's very much in agreement with that one.
Oh, yeah.
And so we were talking about before the break about how to have fun,
mm-hmm.
how to keep the quality time going,
right.
how to continue to enjoy each other's company,
right, right.
just like you did when you were dating.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, if you have children, and that can be a challenge now that you have children as far as babysitting and things like that. So one tip you can do is find another couple, maybe a couple that goes to your church or whatever, that also has children about the same age as your children.
Right.
And then you can swap off the date night with that couple. So
right.
So on every other Friday,
mm-hmm.
you're taking the children over to their house, or they're bringing the children over to your house, and then you know, you get to go on a date and they get to go on a date,
mm-hmm.
and everything works out great.
One of the things that when you do your date night, there's some do's and don'ts.
Yes, for sure.
When you're on a date night with your spouse, do not talk about the children.
No.
Because if you can spend the whole date night talking about the children,
yes.
and walk away feeling like you're connected to your spouse, and the only thing you've done is connect with your spouse regarding the children.
Yeah, yeah.
But your pie is a lot bigger than just the children.
Yeah, yeah. So you definitely want to leave the children conversation at home.
And you might want to leave the career conversation, the climbing up the corporate ladder conversation. Because you're trying to reconnect with your spouse. And that means you and him are talking to each other about your thoughts, your feelings, your dreams, your goals. I've had some people say, you know, when I'm teaching a class to wives, say, but I don't know what, you know, when you tell them you can't talk about the children and you can't talk about your climbing up the corporate ladder. So then they say, well, what do we talk about? And I said, well, think about it. You know, when you go to different meetings and stuff, they give you icebreakers. So come up with some icebreakers. To share with your spouse.
How about finding out your spouse's love language?
That would be a good one.
And then start to implement those.
That would be a good one. Another one would be like plan a vacation. It's like, so honey, if money was of no object and we could go anywhere in the world, where would you want to go? And just, you know, discuss that. I mean, when we women are together, we always find things to talk about. Not just children, but, you know, other things too. So
start some vision building and dream building.
Absolutely. That's really good because, you know, we do that with our careers and we do that with our finances, but we don't do that with our relationships.
And speaking of vision building and dream building, next September, the end of September, we're going to be going on a cruise.
We are?
Yes, and we're going to be taking several couples with us on this cruise.
Exciting.
Yes, we're going to give you more details on this in upcoming shows, but just mark your calendars for the probably the last week in September. We're going on a cruise somewhere really, really nice, and we're going to be going through some of these tools and techniques, but we're going to be having a lot of fun in the process. So we're going to just, it's just going to be a blast, okay? So we don't have any of the details lined up just yet. We're working with our travel agent to get all that lined up. In fact, we're going to have her on the show so she can tell us all about this cruise and other cruises and different things couples can do and travel together and just rekindle that, you know, that fire.
That's good because it says in this article that couples should focus on having fun. It says think about playful ways to surprise your partner. Learn from the play experts, which are our children. They know how to play.
Ask them how to have fun.
Yes, that's so true. Make a habit of laughing together whenever you can. So, you know, do something funny, something silly, you know, just laugh and have a good time. Learn how to play again. Play with your spouse.
That, you know, it's so funny because when we grow up, you know, they tell us to grow up, grow up. You know, get serious. You know, stop playing around. And now we're telling them, no, play around.
Yes, please.
Please play around.
Have some fun. Go have fun. It says we should learn how to play again. Tip number three says that relationships, you should never stop communicating. And that's a big deal because as couples begin to grow apart, they stop communicating.
So you have to find time to when you can communicate because our lives are so busy. So maybe it's in the morning. Maybe it's you know, in the evening when the kids are you know, are headed to bed. I don't know when that time is for you, when the best time is. And some folks, unfortunately, are like ships passing in the night. You know, he works in the day, she works at night, or vice versa. So it's really, really hard to do that, but you've got to find time. And use technology if you can. You know, if your ship's passing in the night, then start using texting and more, or emails, or whatever you can do, voicemails, to start making that, that, you know, that communication happen.
It also says in this article that communication can be verbal or nonverbal. So, and that, you know, brings in like the flirting we talked about. That's the touch and the winking of the eye. Those are all very good. And it says to remember that your partner is not a mind reader. So that's why talking is so important.
And healthy people ask for what they want and need.
Absolutely. And if you spend all the time talking about the children and talking about the career, somebody's needs are not getting met because there's no discussion about it.
Hey, I want to break from this for a second because I don't want to forget about love taps.
And tell us.
Love taps are telling a positive story. So we want you to call in. We want you to send us an email. We want you to go on our Facebook page and put a comment or a post about your spouse or someone in your life that's affecting you positively when it comes to relationships. You know, maybe they opened a door for you, or they're just being really nice about it. So we want you to tell a positive story about a relationship that you have. It could be somebody at work, you know, but hopefully it's someone, your spouse or your children or someone close to your family member that's really doing something nice for you when it comes to relationships. And when you do that, we're going to share your information on the air if you want us to. And if you have a business, we'd love to talk about your business as well. So in other words, you do a love tap, and then on the other side, we're going to say, oh, and by the way, you know, Sally or Jim works at such a company, so we can give your company some publicity. So call in, email, go on a Facebook page so you can do a love tap, and we can share your information.
That'll be awesome. That's really good.
Yeah.
So let's go on to tip number 4.
Okay.
It says that healthy relationships are built on give and take. What do you think about that?
Give and take. Okay. You know, I don't know if I like so much the give and take kind of thing. I like more just collaboration and just working together. Working together. Yeah.
Being a team.
Yeah. You don't have to win every argument.
Right.
You know, I mean, pick your battles. I always think about our good friends and stuff that had to paint the swatches on the wall.
In their family room.
Yeah, so they had 4 swatches. He chose 2 colors and she chose 2 colors. Mm-hmm. And they painted these 4 swatches on the wall. And every time we would come over or other couples would come over, they'd have the couples that came over say, okay, which one you think is better? Because, you know, I think that. Okay, so we'd have to go over and say, well, I don't know. I like that color. I like that color. And they would go on. I mean, they went on and on about this. In fact, I don't think they ever painted the room.
They never painted the room. They even sold the house with those 4 swatches still on the wall.
Sold the house with the 4, because they never got a chance.
Couldn't make a decision.
Could not make a decision, could not compromise or collaborate enough to paint it one color or the other.
Mm-mm.
They were so strong-willed, each other, that it could not come to a decision.
As men, we don't really care about.
Well, this guy did.
Yes, he did.
He was very opinionated.
That was the problem.
Yeah, that was the problem. Because I would have said, honey, whatever color you want that room to be works for me.
Yeah, no, but that...
Mama's happy, everybody's happy.
they were the type where, you know, winning. They had to win the argument. Something,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
She had to win and he had to win.
Right.
Consequently, no one won.
No one won. No one won.
So, yeah, maybe not give and take is the right words, but you got to be able to...
To work together.
Yes. A team.
Yeah.
Yes. Very good.
Can't we all just get along?
Yeah. Another thing, honey, we want on conflict. It says here to resolve conflict and to reserve conflict, you have to make sure that you're fighting fair.
Yeah.
Sometimes we don't fight fair.
No.
We hit below the belt.
Yeah, because we know all the right buttons to push to set off that other individual.
Mm.
So anytime we can, we pull out that trump card and push the button.
Right.
And push the, you know, the nuclear button.
Right.
The nuclear option.
It says here something that we always say. It says when you're talking in your conflict, use I statements, not you statements.
Right. Yeah, you need to take a timeout.
Yes, yes, yes. This is, don't use the, and don't drag up old arguments. That's another trump
card
people do.
You said that last time. Y'all, you're always doing that.
Yeah, or bring up the old boyfriend or the ex-wife or, you know, something.
I hate it when that happens.
It says, keep the focus on the issue at hand and respect the other person. Oh, yeah, we can get to talking when we're in an argument and not... No, give respect.
Yeah.
Says relationship tip 5 says expect ups and downs.
Okay. Expect ups and downs.
Because there's going to be ups and downs.
It's not going to be smooth all the time.
It's not. So, honey.
But you can level those. To me, you can level out the peaks and the valleys by doing some of the tips and strategies that we're talking about.
If you remember that you're a team.
Right.
I believe you can conquer anything.
Yeah. Yeah. And a husband and wife team, to me, is the most powerful team that exists on the planet, especially if they're headed in the same direction. Yeah. Yeah. Hey, you're listening to I Am Love Builders with Casper and Cheryl Stockham on Christ the King World Radio, also ctkradio.org. You can also reach us on iamlovebuilders.com, and you can go to Facebook and do a search for I Am Love Builders. We're excited to have you here. Go out and make sure you do a love tap today. tell a positive story about somebody and share it with us, and we'll share your story on the radio. We'll see you next time.
Christ the King World Radio is a 501c3 nonprofit internet Christian radio station. And at this time, we need your financial support. To help us continue to bring the light unto a dark world, please visit one of the donate links conveniently located on our websites, www.worldmediaministries.org or ctkradio.org. And thank you for listening to and supporting Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org.
World TV Depot supports Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org.